Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hello, kitty cat tail, kitty butt. So, let me make sure you're going. Yep, you're going. So we're live streaming this today, and probably going forward, because editing these is quite honestly a pain in the ass, especially after last week, where we nattered on so long it got dark in San Francisco. Oh, hang on, you're not coming through. Let me fix you. No, you're not. I can fix that. Nope, it's not what I wanted. I want you. Speakers, I want it to be that speakers. Okay, try again.
Hello.
There we go. Yes, hello.
Yay.
Brand new podcast setup to stream, so I didn't quite have your audio channel set up, but that's fine, because it is now.
Incredibly rude of you, TBH.
I know. So, oop, my mug today. Great big smiley face man mug.
Nice. Looks like the Pringles guy without a hat.
He kind of does. It's from a cafe across the river.
Oh, nice. My cup I got for $2 at a cat. What was it called?
Cat rescue.
Cat sanctuary fundraiser. And it says, rescued is my favorite type. And it's also a big-ass mug, and I love big-ass mugs.
I think those tartan ones that I have are about the biggest I can handle. Anything bigger than that, and it's literally a bowl.
Right.
Okay, well, enough nattering from us about coffee mugs. Let's talk
about the episode.
By the way, this is the kind of bullshit you guys normally don't see.
Welcome to the witching hour, I guess. Although, isn't that like 12 p.m.? Like, or
I
not
think
p.m.
that's midnight.
Midnight?
Or two.
Midnight?
Or it's something in the middle of the night.
Ma'am. just let me sit. Like, just... She's like, what if I step on your new horn section tattoo? Which, thank you, by the way, for designing that. Came out so good. Ugh. So happy with that. Go follow me on Blue Sky to see my tattoos. Oh, 2 a.m. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Elixir. So.
All right. What are we talking? Oh, my gosh. Well, get your butt out of...
Uh-oh. I've lost you. What?
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you, but you're
I'm frozen.
Frame right now.
Ugh. Oh no! Turn on camera. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
oh no! What? 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 Why? What? I'm so confused.
What'd you do?
I didn't do shit.
This is what happened to me on my laptop, which is why I've been back here.
I wonder if I accidentally unplugged something. Hold on.
technical
But like,
difficulties.
there's
Oh, you're
no.
back. No, you're not. Now it's just showing the trash can in the corner of my room again. You're not supposed to see that.
Yeah. This one, right?
Go
Is it?
away. First time doing a stream, there's gonna be problems.
Use webcam. Did that work? Wait.
Yes, you're back.
Why? Ugh. Well, that was stupid.
I hate
My
Discord.
brand new webcam being like, you know, it would be so cute if we stopped fucking working. And no, that wouldn't be so cute.
Oh boy.
Fucking technology.
I hate it. Okay, well, let's just start right at the top with
Okay.
Greg bullying his nieces on international television.
That was so fucking funny. As a teacher, like that's big teacher vibes right there. Like, so
Well,
funny.
what I love is that he's been talking about them for so long that they've gone from being the precious little children who annoy him about their footwear to insufferable teenagers that he has to take cheap shots at on television.
So funny. I love it. It's the cutest thing.
Ooh. And then
Yep.
I've got my big notebook full of notes.
Nice.
My camera's here, but my streaming's over there, so.
Looks like there's not mushroom in that notebook.
I
What's up,
don't
Rosie? Call me.
know. I don't know how she managed to fuck that joke up, but somehow she did. And then we've got.
Okay, so my notes say the first thing I wrote down is Sweet Prince, so
Yes.
that's right off the bat, and then my sweet little Greg Forrest Gatto, which we're gonna link this later, but the official Taskmaster Blue Sky account posted
Oh my God.
those two frames with Greg saying hello, Sweet Prince, and Alex saying back to you, my sweet little Greg Forrest
Who
Gatto.
are
And
you?
then they said a little fuel for the fanfic furnace,
Who are
lipstick
you?
kiss
Come on our
emoji.
podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
So that was from the official account, and I was like, Whomst is running this account?
I know, right? And then yeah, I go into the prize task from there. Oh shit. Is that gonna be dumb? Yes, it is. Okay, so that doesn't work.
Also, before we get to the prize task, I think this is where Alex. So Alex does his little banter thing, and then Greg says, okay, let's get on with it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Alex says, I'm going to get on Greg. And I was like, delete the comma and you've got some fanfic prompts.
So apparently I can't open. I need a third monitor is what I need. I didn't have quite enough time to test this, but oh well. Taskmaster Fandom Series 19. Usually I have
Sorry,
this up on the. No, I
I'm
can't hear
typing
you.
to a special guest that we're gonna have in the future to tell them that I can't do the ninth because I will be in Michigan.
Okay, so let's get down to the prize task. The best object to bestow in your will to a relative against whom you are seeking revenge. And what I wrote down for this is that Matt and Fatia are coming at this from the exact same angle of directing this at a specific someone that, in both cases, seem to think they like something they don't necessarily like. Or maybe not
Yeah.
like as much, which I thought was hilarious.
Now, was it Matt?
So Matt brought the Mona
Who
Lisa puzzle.
was it Matt that was, I think, because he went first, right? And people
Yeah.
were like, and he was like, were we not all meant to think of a specific relative? Because that's what I thought too. I was like, oh yeah, I I would think of a very specific relative.
See, like, all I'd have to do, and I don't know how I would have represented this in the studio, was fuck it, you can sort out my vampire den. Because, like, I've got so much shit in this apartment. All of my craft shit, all of my art shit, my records, my weird memorabilia. Also, a weird amount of strange art. Like,
And also some dead stuff too,
oh yeah,
right?
lots of dead stuff. Whole shelf full of dead stuff. I've got a board up on the wall that I need to move because now it's in a bad place because it's right behind Ryan's desk now. But I've got a light board with a whole bunch of medical slides on it from like X-rays and stuff of like
That's
broken
cool.
bones, which I got that down at the oddity shop as well that disappeared on me. Wah-boo.
Oh, that's sad.
So yeah,
We love an oddity shop.
but yeah, so that would be mine. Sort out my fucking apartment, and that is
Yeah,
yours. And fucking yeah, I don't know how I'd
I got
represent that, a bin of junk.
right. Yeah, I got as far as thinking of the relative that I would choose, and then I didn't think any more about that because I don't like thinking about
Yeah, like
her.
if I wanted to be as calculated and passive aggressive as she's been, I'd bequeath it to my mother. Here you go. I know you hate every single one of my hobbies. Now you get to deal with them.
Yeah. I really liked Matt's prize task.
That
And
was good.
so this is gonna be like a spoiler warning for this live stream.
Oh yeah, big
It
spoilers.
is, well, spoiler warning for me, which is I'm in love with Matt Maiden. Like his smug little face at the end of when he's like the puzzle, and I'm like, I want to squish your face in my hands and just squeeze so hard. Oh my gosh, I love him so much. And we'll get on, well, there's a lot more Matthew stuff coming up in this episode specifically. I mean,
Oh
I've
my.
already said this, that I love Matt, and he is one of the very few contestants that I actually knew who he was before he went on Taskmaster, which I was really excited about because I loved him in Ghosts. He was my favorite ghost, so I was already super hyped for him, and he is doing nothing for my big crush on him right now because he is just, he seems like the sweetest little dork of a man, and I love him.
He is adorable. But I did really like Stevie's as well, even though Greg hated it, because Stevie's is the kind of thing my grandmother would have done. Which, yeah, when she was talking that, my mind also went back to that series 17 task to bring in something for a grandmother. And mine, I'd probably have to make a replica because I think it got thrown away after she died. But that's a whole story we won't go into. I made her this big cross stitch sampler that said it was on black glitter fabric in rainbow lettering that said, "Oh fuck, not you again." And she put it on my grandfather's side of the bed.
Oh my gosh. That's
So
amazing.
that's what I would have brought in for that one.
Incredible. You know, I really Stevie's glitter bomb was very smart
It
because
was.
if anyone who has ever worked with glitter knows, you cannot get that shit out of anything. And in fact, so I have a story about this. So there is a I think there are several services, online services, that you can send a glitter bomb to
Yeah.
like your ex or whatever, or like an enemy. And I had one of my best friends, my best friend from college, she went through like a really bad breakup, and she was like, yeah, he like is demanding that I send him the stuff that he left at the house, and I just like don't want to deal with him and all this kind of stuff. And so I said, you should put all of his documents in a really big envelope and just fill it with glitter. And she's like, no, that's too mean. I'm like, do it, you coward.
Do it.
Yeah, but so I think what she ended up doing is she ended up ordering one of those glitter bomb things. But the glitter wasn't fine glitter, but it was
Oh.
like tiny, tiny dicks, like glitter dicks. And
See.
I was like, hell yeah, dude, that's amazing.
She doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say this here. I've got a friend that I really want to send a glitter bomb to because I know she will be furious with me. Yeah, I've seen the ones that play music nonstop as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be just hilarious to glitter bomb my best friend just so that she'll call me and shout at me. Because we love doing that to one another. For a long time, not as much now, because I don't come across them as often, but when I lived down in Las Vegas, where birds would literally fall out of the sky from the heat sometimes, it was from an inside joke from a Sherlock Holmes roleplay, where I would take photos of dead birds every time I found them, and I'd send them to her. And every now and then, I still will if I find one.
Hell yeah. That's real friendship right there.
But also, jumping ahead quite a bit, if Jason shows up next episode with glitter...
Please. Oh, please.
Because he's never going to get that out. Like, that's so, there for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah, no. Did you listen to... I mean, we're doing this very quickly after the episode has gone out.
No, it hasn't gone up on YouTube yet, so I haven't seen it.
But have you listened to the... Jason's episode with Ed on the Taskmaster podcast?
Has it already gone up on YouTube?
I don't know. I listened to it on Spotify.
Okay. Well, if it was...
But anyway...
If it was the one for this week, then no.
Okay. So Jason was on a great episode. Go listen to it. And he was saying, like, he was like, the makeup people were so upset because they had to get, like, 4 people on me to, like, brush glitter out of my beard and out of my hair. And I was finding glitter on me, like, weeks later and everything. And I was like, that's life. Yeah. I'm like, you're going to keep finding glitter. Like, yeah, you do that at the end of the show. You're going to glitter all, like, I mean, that fine glitter, it doesn't go away. It does not go away.
That's what Greg didn't understand because he doesn't have children.
Right. And I think Stevie was like, herpes. Yeah. And Stevie was like, you forgot about the glitter. Like, that's the biggest part of this was the glitter. And he's like,
Jason sure, you know, showed him what that means.
I wish Jason, wouldn't it be great if Jason just like went over and dumped it over Alex's head?
Oh, God. I loved that in series 6 when Lisa did that.
Yeah. Definitely something to keep an eye out for the next episode because because it would have been the first, and he said this on the podcast, it was the first recording of a 2 recording day.
Yeah, because it was 5.
Yeah. So funny.
Give Greg a glitter beard. Please.
Hell yeah, dude. let's talk about, Fajiha going, my auntie, who's a bitch, directly down the camera, fucking broke me.
What I loved was that Alex said that there was a word he didn't understand. And I was like, it's probably like another Arabic word or something. And then it's just bish.
Bish. It's like...
Surely you've come across bish before.
Oh my gosh, I was crying because she looks right down the camera. She's like, my auntie who's a bitch. And I'm like, I can't.
See, but then you know, just the way that Fatia is, you know that is also her favorite auntie.
Right, yeah. She makes the best couscous, but I never eat it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh my gosh. All right, who did the other?
So, and then people, what did Jason? Rosie.
Oh, the creepy doll. We've got another creepy doll instance.
Which, when we were watching that, me and my husband, I said, "That's a bathroom painting," and he goes, "Yep."
I literally wasn't. I was like, "This is something that Lewis." I wouldn't be surprised if Lewis was like, "Yeah, I actually own that."
So I don't own that one.
Yet.
But there are quite a few things that come close. Like,
come here.
One of the things in our bathroom, I have lots of paintings and shit in my bathroom just because I'm out of wall space. Kitty cat. Is, we have who we call Archie. It's the ghost that lives in our plumbing. And I've decided to personify him. I went online and I found this really haunted looking Victorian boy. Printed
Hell
it
yeah.
out, put it in a nice frame, and that's Archie.
Amazing.
It just really unsettles everyone who goes in there. And then
what did Rosie bring? Oh, she brought the coffee grounds.
Oh yeah, the coffee grounds. That was really good.
Yeah, that was funny.
One thing I didn't like, though, during Fatia's one, where she was complaining about pillows, of all things, I kind of hated the way Greg started stroking the trophy.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like,
I didn't, because he usually just doesn't even acknowledge it, because even he hates it.
Right. One of the things I was going to say, going back to, continuity stuff, with the glitter. This is not related at all, but I just watched the season finale of Taskmaster Australia episode 10. And one of the contestants gets for a prize task something pierced, and it's something really weird pierced. Like that I've literally never seen anyone get this specific place on their body pierced. And he still has it by episode 10, and he is showing it off. And so, I'm like, that's so fucking cute. I love that.
Interesting.
Such a good season of Taskmaster Australia.
I'm just lazy, so I only watch it when it comes up on YouTube.
It's really good. It's really good.
I can't wait. So, the first actual task we have is
all those caves.
Fucking complicated task.
Okay, but can we talk about the location?
Yeah.
Holy
oh
shit! Gorgeous. I love a fucking grotto. Like. Beautiful.
Do we know who does the location scouting?
No?
No.
I'd
like to know that.
Yeah. Cause yeah, they've picked some real bangers this. I mean, we've had the fucking hill for the P-Olympics, gorgeous location. Yeah. We've had the ruined abbey. Oh my gosh. And then now this, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Y'all going ham for this one.
Elixir says Greg should kiss the trophy in the final.
spoilers, but everybody kisses the trophy in the final of Australia, so go watch it.
I remember Morgana making out with it as well.
Several people have made out with it. Stop, that's my tea.
So here's this complicated ask task.
Mm-hmm.
Be the least annoying person around the campfire. You must only sing a folk song, tell a ghost story, or recite a beat poem and not be annoying. Your song, story, or poem must either be about fast cars, barbecues, or DIY, and it can contain no more than 100 words.
Easy. Yeah. That
what a fucking task. And then Jason corrects the grammar that doesn't even need correcting.
I loved that.
Cause yeah,
I loved that so much. I loved him pulling the pen out of his pocket and just being like, don't worry, I got it. And I was like, I love you so much. And I see where he was coming from.
Because in American, that's a very old-fashioned kind of.
Because it's short for around.
Yeah. But it's lost the
We don't say round. Yeah, which, you know, as an American, he probably didn't know that.
Yeah, he'd probably never heard that outside of Dickens.
Right. I loved his face when he played the keyboard and it played the most annoying sound. And he was like, yes! I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's not winning. Oh my gosh.
His entire go was just obnoxious.
His thing was about, as Greg says, it was about fucking and marrying my friend.
Yeah.
Jealous much? But anyway, I feel like that's fanfic fodder for Jason and Alex shippers, which I don't, that's a rare pair. But I'm sure that there will be some Alex Jason fanfic at some point.
Yeah.
Because we made sweet love on a log. Did you? Did you, Jason?
I'm just trying to picture the logistics
proposal, the marriage proposal, and I was just like, what is happening? Because usually we don't get an Alex proposal unless it's literally proposed to Alex. Yeah. Your time starts now.
Which, in that task way back when, I was really surprised nobody played with the definition of proposal. Kitty cat.
She's just looking. Like, what are you doing?
What she do you might want? See the IR on in the camera. I don't know if cats can see that. But yeah, like, I was surprised nobody played with the definition of proposal. Because where my mind instantly went almost to where Victoria went. Of just instantly proposing, but she was still stuck in the wedding mindset. I would have proposed you, me, blanket fort, pizza, couple of brews, and, you know, a good film. Let's do it right now.
Yeah, I have a proposal for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's like in Beetlejuice the musical, the dad, so it's my favorite musical. The dad, like, is talking to Delia, and she's like, oh, are you breaking up with me? And he's like, can't you see what I'm proposing? I'm proposing.
Yeah, it's weird that we've come all the way back around to Alex getting proposed to again.
Very strange. Yeah. Rosie's singing voice.
Oh my god, that just came out of
nowhere. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Loved that.
I also love that Fatia didn't know what beat poetry is.
That was funny.
Yeah. Like, I always... when I think of beat poetry, I always think of So I Married an Axe Murderer. Woman. Whoa, man. Yeah, he did the same riff on this poem. Like the whole thing was that he was a beat poet who married an axe murderer. It literally what it said on the tin. And he would always just do this beat poetry. And it was like the central thread through the film. If you haven't seen it, do. It's amazing. Mike Myers before he got, you know, turned into a permanent cartoon. But
I am just now looking at our YouTube live stream. I like the...
Oh, you're just now seeing it?
Yeah, I like the borders. That's cool.
And then... I love how you could tell immediately, though, that Alex didn't like Jason's song.
It wasn't even a song. No. He wasn't singing.
He was doing more beat poetry than anything.
Yeah, and the captions were like... Because they do, like, a pound sign for music.
Oh, a hash, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do that to insinuate that there's music happening, and I'm like, I don't know why you're doing that, because there's no music happening. Like, he's just talking.
And occasionally making noise. And then after he proposed, Alex also went down on one knee. Why'd he do that?
You know,
just Alex Alex.
What's that thing where primates will mirror each other or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
Humans do some animalistic thing.
Right, yeah.
But I also appreciated how much Greg hated Jason's task.
Oh my gosh, he was so mad.
He must have been livid this entire episode, because it did seem like it was put together specifically to annoy Greg.
Yeah.
And then we have, yeah. I also have a note on here, Alex looking sunburnt during Rosie's go. Did you notice that?
Mm.
Like, it was hard to tell because they were in the cave, but he was...
Well, the lighting was a little weird, but I don't know. I mean, it's possible.
Possible.
Who knows? And... Oh, yeah. Somebody says your cat looks like it's always winking. Yeah, it's because she's missing an eye. Permanent wink.
Pirate kitty. Oh, and
Okay.
then we were also talking
So
about the we'll go back to that after this task, okay? Because I just write all my notes in order.
yeah.
And then yeah, and
Well,
then he
okay,
just looked
so
absolutely perplexed during Fatia's
I mean,
story.
to be fair, she just went. She was like, "All
Yeah.
right, I'm just gonna start talking, and I don't care about this." And it's like,
Yeah.
"What are you talking about?"
Like
That was weird.
it was just like it wasn't even a ghost story. It was a dead goat story.
A goat story.
Which I do
Goat
agree,
story.
goat is the best meat.
I don't think I've had goat.
Oh, really? You're missing out.
Yeah, I should try that at some
It
point.
is it's really good. 'Cause it doesn't quite have the same gaminess that sheep does. My husband, like, I don't really know. He says like it's a cross between beef and pork almost. But I don't eat pork, so the
Right.
fuck do I know?
Now, Stevie got pretty high marks for this
Yeah.
task. And, like, I wouldn't say that she was annoying, but I didn't really like her take on it of because but again, this is another thing of like, you know, coolness is in the eye of the beholder that we were
Yeah.
the other week, where it's like, if I want to like be cool around a campfire, I'm gonna tell like the spookiest ghost story, you know, or I'm gonna like, I don't know, say like do something that is like the thing that Matt did was I was like, this man can play guitar. And
And
usually,
then he
you know, it's
fucked it
like
by one word.
we're gonna get onto that. But yeah, I like it kind of annoyed me that Stevie was like, oh, like maybe there was a ghost. Okay, bye. And I was like, what? Okay, like
Yeah,
sure, I guess.
let's
Like, I
go
don't
get a
really
sausage or whatever
understand.
she'd sing.
Yeah, gonna get a sausage. I don't fucking know, man.
That's the
Like,
new one on a barge pole for me.
I fucking love that, dude.
It is.
Oh my gosh, yes. Tree wizard. Anyway, okay, so let's
Yeah.
talk about
Matt was
Matt
fucking himself.
because I wrote down I'm in love with Matt and his and he like there is a very fine line, I think, especially if you're a musician, where there are guitar players who are douchebags
Yes.
because they play guitar, and then
Yes.
there are guitar players that are not necessarily douchebags,
They're
but they
you're
play
either a
guitar.
douchebag or a dork, basically, is what I have observed.
Yeah, and it's such a fine line walking that, and I feel like I was afraid that Matt was gonna come off as a douchebag, and he just did not. It was like it was a good song, like it the lyrics were amazing, the playing of the guitar and the melody and the fuck I wanna like I legitimately want to cover this song, so I'm gonna like figure out what the chord progression was and then write it out and do that on my long list of things that I actually need to write down that I'm actually gonna do that. Cover Matt's song.
I sort of wasn't surprised though, because in that backmasking task, he was also playing guitar backwards. Yeah, because he just did the chords in the opposite order, didn't he?
I think,
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah. But
Yeah, so I mean, obviously we already knew he could play guitar, but
yeah.
this was just so genuinely beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I love him so much. And then we get to Alex saying, okay, well, here's a thing we need to watch. And the counter goes up. And I was like,
Yeah,
no. And then
when
it
they
got to
only put it up
the.
for Fatia, I realized, oh, if we see the counter, it's because they did bad. Except for
Yeah.
Stevie,
And
who just did bad in a weird way.
yeah, that was very strange. But yeah, I like as I was watching it, my face Sorry for the people that only listen to this, but my face literally went, was so upset. I was like, oh my gosh.
Maddie,
I
Matt,
was
Matt.
so fucking upset on his behalf. I was like, no, you didn't deserve this.
I wrote
What kind
down
of
for
crap?
his attempt. I think he was happy to lose the episode. Which, yeah,
I
coming
mean,
back
yeah.
around to the live task, I think he has
Yeah.
internalized that if he wins too many episodes, everyone will hate him.
Yeah, and that's something Ed talked
Yeah.
about on the podcast as well.
Yeah, like if he'd won four in a row, he wouldn't have been able to live with himself.
Yeah.
All right, so.
But yeah, I was, oh my gosh. Okay, so
Let's go on to this
we
ad break
what
that
was the
has
ad
the
break?
Discord talking today. Greg said something about
Oh,
camping it
that.
up sooner than you think. And then I don't know what, like, I didn't even catch what they were doing until the second watch because Alex's idea of camp was so far off the mark that it was just jarring and out of place. Like, Greg can do camp, but we already know
Like,
that.
I didn't really understand. I think my unpopular opinion is I really liked it because I was like, this is so stupid. And they're being like teenage girls, being like, no, you stop. No, you hang up first. No,
Yeah,
you hang up
but
first.
like,
Like, shut the fuck up.
it was something about Alex's tone that just hit wrong for me, and I think for a lot of other
It
people.
was really weird.
Like, it
It
wasn't camp. Whatever he was doing, it wasn't
yeah.
camp.
It did feel very out of place, and I was like, what's happening?
He came in way too hard, and it's
Yeah.
like, bro, what are you doing? Please
Yep.
stop.
Save that for the Horndle.
But I will say the ad breaks this episode weren't quite as amusing as previous ones. They were
Is
all just kind of.
anything gonna be as th literally it's gonna be like, all right, me and fuck nasty style. See you after the break.
I think that was
That's
the only ad
the
break
next
even.
logical step.
And
Fucking
then.
ridiculous. Was
Oh.
the next. Okay, so then this is a line that I wrote down that went by very quickly. One more for your taskmaster.
Yes.
Liked that. Didn't mind that.
I also have that we had Jason yelling at Greg again over scoring, but not the way people normally do. He
Yeah.
shouted at Greg that nobody takes him seriously anyway, so.
That was funny. That was really funny.
And then just Alex looking absolutely pained when Greg changed the scoring rules. 'Cause this
Yeah, he
one
doesn't
was,
like when that
no, he
happens.
hates it. I love 'cause on the official podcast, Ed Gamble's podcast, there's one episode where I think it was the one where they were covering Series 8 and Alex was really flustered because his day had been kind of chaos. And he just went off on Greg changing the scoring rules. He fucking hates it.
Yeah, he really does not like it.
And then for this one, Fatia and Matt were disqualified. Jason got two, which is why he was shouting, because he was originally only going to get one. And then he gave four to Stevie and five to Rosie.
Yeah.
Which,
Poor Matt.
yeah.
He really deserved the world for that one.
He did, but.
I was so upset.
He probably would
Was.
have won the episode as well had he not gone over by one word.
Was the next one the lab task or the monster
So the
task?
next one is the monster task. And I
Okay,
wrote
so
down, is it the monster from series 10? And then I went and double checked this morning. It bears no resemblance from the series 10 monster that Greg was describing during the penultimate live task.
yeah.
So it's just a new
Now
monster.
the name of the monster is
The
the
wow.
Wow Monster,
Yeah. We've
which
got
is
the
a
wow
great
monster.
fucking callback.
I
A
love it.
great callback to a Alan Davis.
Yeah, it was Alan Davis. Just screamed wow.
Ooh. So fucking funny. Okay,
I
so
loved it.
I wrote down the following dates. I looked at the picture of the driver's license for the WoW monster. So I guess these are in British date format. We do things differently in America, so
I
I
didn't
think
write
I'm
them
gonna
down. What were
read
they?
these. Okay, so the first date was 9/19/1999, which I think is September 19th, 1999. And then, which I think is date of birth, I would assume. And then there's March. Oh, I think I wrote that down wrong.
Well,
March 7th, 2020. I think it was 2023. I think I wrote it down wrong. And then March 6th, 2024, which I think is the,
no,
like, pure.
those are the obtained date and the expiration date is
Expiration date.
2024 and 3024. I
Oh.
do remember that.
Okay, yeah.
Because
That's I
I didn't
wrote
look
that
at the
down
day
wrong.
and month. I just was looking at the years.
Yeah. And then the address is Monster Kingdom under the Taskmaster House.
Yes.
New lore. And then I don't know what this is. At first I thought it was the license plate number, but that wouldn't make sense
No,
because you don't have that on your. I guess it's just
it's
like
the
your
license
user
number.
ID. MON123ST456E789R. So that's cute. And then it says five eyes, five yellow spots, five
Yeah.
orange spots. So there you go. There's a monster living under the Taskmaster house.
How are we going to incorporate that into
I
fic?
mean, I already wrote a Baba Yaga Taskmaster house, which I really liked that one actually. I thought that but I fucking love Baba Yaga. Anything. Like one of the new Tomb Raider game, well, they're not like super new at this point, but one of the new Tomb Raider games has a whole Baba Yaga DLC, and that's like my favorite part of the fucking game. I'm like, yeah, let's get this fucking chicken leg ass house out of here.
Elixir says that the monster is what consumes the injured Alex clones.
Oh Jesus. And then he spits them out as mannequin bits.
Under the tree.
Yeah. That's where he goes for his daily vomit.
But oh my god,
Yeah,
Stevie is such a mood though when she was telling about her recent driving lessons.
dude, I could not relate to that at all because I've always been, I mean, people can feel free to disagree with me, but I've always been a fantastic driver. I've only ever been pulled over once and I didn't even get a ticket. They were like, oh, this fucking band nerd, because I had my trumpet in the back. They were like, oh, where are you coming from? And I was like, a band conference. They were like, this fucking dork. And they were, and I, to be fair, I had been going like 50, 30 zone. And they were like, you know, it's a 30 zone back there. Do you know how fast you were going? And I went, not 30. And he laughed, and I was like, okay, we're fine. But yeah, I mean, I'm a very good driver and I like picked it up pretty quick. So I did not, I don't understand people that like can't drive because I
Hi,
don't know.
I'm
I don't,
me.
I like,
I'm one.
I don't, I
Well,
didn't
I
have
can
any
tell you.
problems with it. I passed my driving test on the first go. Like, I don't, I.
Well, I can tell you exactly what my trauma was. I had exactly one lesson with my mother. Never wanted to do it again.
Fair.
Which, as I understand, that is a uniquely American thing to be taught by a relative who themselves probably don't know how to drive. Because I can tell you, my mother doesn't.
Yeah,
She
see,
has.
both my parents were really good drivers, so
My
that
mother has
probably.
wrecked more cars than I've had hot meals.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then
Yikeroo.
Fatia saying that, she doesn't drive, but she does have road rage, which is the worst kind of passenger to have, I
Yep.
think.
Yep. That was funny.
Jason learning what a lollipop lady was adorable as well.
Yeah, I mean, Like, I didn't know what it was, but from the context clues, I could figure it out pretty quickly. Because they hold up the sign, and it's like, yeah, if you look at it,
Yeah.
if you squint at it, it looks like a lollipop. Like, that makes sense. I think it's funny that they call it that.
Yeah, that they had
But.
one. It was, I think it was the one with Krishnan Guru Murthy, where during one of the New Year treats, I think that was the one where they had a lollipop man that they had to sculpt out of clay, but he
Oh
was
yeah, you're
behind a
right.
wall.
Yes.
I had to
Yeah, I
get
remember.
there by remembering who I saw doing the task, but it's in there somewhere. And then,
Yeah, this
yeah,
task was a
it
whirlwind
was
of
Fathia
activity.
just not fucking with hitchhikers.
That was funny. Yeah.
I mean, smart to be fair.
I love seeing the crew get involved with tasks.
Yeah.
That's always fun. I like
This looked
that.
like a fun one for the crew. Just wander
Yeah.
around, cause mayhem. Rosie fundamentally, again, misunderstood the task. Like,
Yeah, I don't know how.
she misunderstood it so badly that she came back round again and drew a monster, not the monster, and not the one she saw on the driving license.
I mean, clearly she didn't see the driving license at all. She just went, "Oh shit, here's a driving license."
Yeah. But like she obviously recognized that there was a wallet there. And like who was it? It was Jamali who found a wallet in a task. And his first thing was, let's open it up and see what's in it. Oh, it's the key to the task. Like it was
Was that the
the
wasn't
one where
there
the
one
yeah, they were in
Mike
the aeroplane.
Wozniak season?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like
Yeah,
fried
they
wallet.
had to guess what was in the batter. And
Yeah, and
Jamali
then you
found all
pulled
of the
out the
ingredients.
receipt and it just yeah. That
And
yeah, was
then.
cool. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about this task, honestly. It was just a lot. Very chaotic.
I wrote this down and I can't remember what it was referring to. Taskmaster is an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Shyamalan. Yeah, that was a
I've heard
quote.
Shyamalan.
Who's calling me? The Red Cross Donation Center wants my blood. Not today, vampires. Not today, because my iron is too low.
And then Greg
Yeah.
imitating the monster with his jazz hands. But yeah, I
That
can't.
was so fu I was like, this man is vibrant today.
Yeah. He did it
Also, like
twice very quickly, too.
yeah. And I this is something that we talked about off stream, is that this series, Alex and Greg are like in their honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
They are all over each other with the pet names and the weird throws to ad breaks. Like, you love to see it. I mean, they're
Yeah.
very lovely. Very lovey-dovey.
Like, as much as I love the divorced series, like, it's so funny to see them just come back round to this kind of mood.
It's very fluff, as
Yeah.
we call it in the writing community.
And so this one, the studio would have been filmed in the autumn last year, wouldn't it have been?
Yes, yep.
So we'll
Yeah.
have to see what a spring filming brings for next series.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, especially because that series is going to be the one that Alex recorded pretty much right after my interview about
Yeah.
fanfic.
Oh,
So,
God, you're
yeah,
right.
that's gonna be
After you
exciting.
told him about the tags.
Listen,
That
you
post
cannot.
is still going around Tumblr. And people
Yeah.
are still going, why would they say that?
To be fair to me, it's not. He said himself he could probably figure it out. But also, I told him the wrong tag. I
You
said, like,
did.
Alex Horn, do not read, and it's Alex Horn, please don't read this. I mean, or it's
they're probably all canonized to the same thing. So no matter what he puts in, he's gonna find them. And then did you see on that Blue Sky post someone asking who finds the fanfic?
Nope.
Yep. I responded, I have it on good authority that Alex finds it himself.
True.
Okay, and then this ad break, again, just a dig on Alex's nasty shoes.
That was so cute.
Yes. Keep insulting those fucking shoes. We've got a pair of them knocking around here, and I hate them.
Amazing.
And then...
that we had the task in the mushroom task.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't actually read out the monster task, did I? Oh, well.
Okay. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, but first, I noticed right before that task that the Wall of Champions is getting awfully full.
It sure is.
Yeah, there by the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's another one of these Trixie's stupid tasks. Shorten these pencils and place your shortened pencils in the pencil case. Part 2. Write down every word you said in this room before you opened this task. Also, you must write the same number of words in each color. Otherwise, your total will be halved. You must not leave the lab.
I didn't like this one.
These tasks are getting awfully wordy.
Yeah. I was really mad at Stevie for this one, doing what she did. Because, of course, there's going to be another part to the task. It doesn't say shortest pencil wins.
Yeah,
she even said
that later.
But, of course there's going to be there's no win condition. So there's obviously going to be a follow-up to this. Like, oh my gosh. I was upset. Not sure why Alex had to be actively cooking mushrooms.
Yeah, that would have just completely distracted me.
I would have been like, can I eat those? Are those for me? I love mushrooms.
Same here. Can I have mushrooms?
Yeah. And then... I didn't understand the coloring system thing, because it was like you have to
two color pencils, so ideally they would have written an even amount of words, one in red, one in blue, one in red, one in blue.
Well, that's what I thought, but then it seemed like they were saying that like you had to write the same word.
That's how Fatia interpreted it. And that was a valid interpretation also, because she got 4 points for it.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, I didn't really get that. Because was it... like, because were they including words that you... oh, I guess if you're writing the same word, didn't say the word, then neither of those count.
Yeah. I don't know. But, basically... write an even number of words that you said, and I think the column system was the best. Write that amount in one, that amount in the other, which is what Stevie tried to do.
Yeah.
And then she just lost her fucking mind.
This was not a good episode for Stevie.
No.
You could see her breakdown happening in real time. I felt so bad for her.
And then what I want to know is... just... why did Jason throw the water bottle? It was half full even. It wasn't even empty. And then he just chucks it at him.
Well, he says on the podcast that that was the first ever they did.
Yeah, they said that in the studio.
Makes it really funny that Stevie didn't know where the lab was.
Yeah.
In the one task in the first episode. I'm like, you know what? Because my... what's it called? My predictions for this series was that Stevie was gonna win. Yeah, I've overestimated Stevie's competence here.
She fell for the trap. She shortened them to the tiniest little nubs.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, this task is my nightmare. Cause like, I can't do the memory tasks. Anything that involves memory, I don't have one.
Yeah.
And then, Jason, I think I saw this on Jack Bernhardt's post. where Jason had the idea to read from the task, but he accidentally picked up the wrong one. And
Yeah.
then afterward, Alex picked up other or picked up the first task, presumably because he didn't want them repeating what Jason had done.
Right.
Oop.
Makes sense.
And then, yeah, why is Matt writing with both hands?
That was cute. That was real cute.
It was.
I was like, you are so stupid, and I love you. But also impressive that he can write with both hands.
My chair
'Cause
just fell
like,
apart.
oh, that's good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like,
I liked that.
I also liked how the on-screen writing appeared to be their own handwriting.
Yeah,
That
that
was
was
really
really
good.
cool. Yeah, big ups for the editors. I mean, in general, on Taskmaster, but big ups to the editors specifically for that, because that was fucking cool.
Yeah, and then afterward, like, Alex is so scared of Fatia.
I mean, can you blame him? She's terrifying.
She is
I'd be
terrifying.
scared of her too.
And then Alex saying that he was on mushrooms. Like, yes, I get what you're
That,
saying,
yeah. I was
but
like,
don't
all
say
right,
that.
calm down. Yeah.
They're lucky Jason didn't burn the page to erase it. No kidding. And then where am I? Okay. Yeah, and then Stevie just had an absolute nightmare, ruined her nails for it, which had to have been so painful as well.
And her nails are so well done too. I would have hated. I did my nails yesterday. They're like gray, but then like sparkly rainbow. You can't see it because my fucking camera's not doing the thing.
Focusing.
But like I hate. Well, I would not have wanted to do that.
And then Jason wrecked the lab.
As he does.
So Greg said something this task that kind of piqued my interest. He mentioned an after-show support team.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I don't know if that's a common thing, but if any show were to have one, it would be this show.
Yeah.
Because this show does seem just completely psychically damaging.
Right.
Okay. And then, yeah, and then by that point, after this task, Jason had 15 points in that what he said. That was the reaction of a man who was playing to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone is on that part of the chair that broke.
Yeah, he says in the podcast that a lot of times he would just fuck around until he could get Alex to break, and then he was like, okay, now we can do the task. It's already
Yeah.
over. Oh, so funny.
I need to take a quick break. Do you want to vamp with the audience for me real quick?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
I can vamp.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Can get my maybe I'll get my ukulele out and try to figure out what the fuck Matt's chord progression was. Actually, not a bad idea. Or I could tell a ghost story. Except I don't really know any ghost story. Actually, that's not true. Okay. So, I work at an arts camp in Michigan every summer. This will be my 16th summer working there. I've been going for such a long time. And there are a ton of ghost stories at this camp. And to the point where there's a few staff members that have been there for a really long time, like 4 years. And they will do like ghost stories night for the staff. And it's really, really very cool. And so there's like ghosts all over the campus. It's a big campus, ghosts all over the campus. And so one night it was like our night off because this is like a 7 week long camp. So, you know, we have to have like a day off. But our day off is like it starts the night before your day off so that you can like sleep in the staff cabin basically and then do what like sleep in and whatever. And so on our night off, we went out to do ghost hunting. And we were like, all right, we're going to try to go to all these different places to find the ghosts. So we went to a bunch of different places with, and then we went to this auditorium that's like an outdoor, it's huge, seats like 1,200 people, maybe 2,000 people, I forget. And there was a security guard, and he was like down at the bottom near the stage, and we were like, man, there's like no ghosts, and we've been looking all night. It's like I am. And so, and then we like keep walking, and there's like a barrier between like you and the seats, and we like walk past the barrier, and the guy had disappeared. And this is like, you can, when you look into the stage, you can see everything. Like, you can see all of the seats, you can see the stage, because it's in like, it has a roof, but like the there's no walls around, so you can like look past the walls basically. And this guy, like, he had nowhere to hide. Like, we would have seen him in like the 3 seconds that we were passing by like the little barrier, and like there was nowhere for him to go. And so we were all super hype about this. We were like, oh my gosh, the security is a ghost. And then like a minute later, he just like popped up at the top of the hill, and we were like, god damn it. But also, the one ghost that for sure does exist at camp fucking stole my hoodie, and I'm still mad about it, because it's like several years. And the goddamn void stole my Nightmare Before Christmas hoodie, and for the life of me, I have like a closet, but they're not the fucking same, because they're not made out of the same material. And I've tried to get the one that had been made out of whatever back in the Hot Topic where I got it fucking 18 years ago, and I fucking can't find it because Hot Topic doesn't renew shit.
Oh no.
That's where I got my hat. I'm going on a rant.
Well, I gave you those eBay links to those hats.
No, yeah. But like, I'm just upset. I mean, I can, you know, get a new hat whenever I want, but it wouldn't be. This hat has personality.
It does.
He's really falling apart, though.
It was embarrassingly recently that I only realized that it was Jack Skellington.
Well, yeah, it's because you can't see that it's fucking Jack Skellington, because his fucking face is melting off. Body horror bullshit. But yeah, anyway. Hot Topic, great place to shop, but not great if you want the same thing.
Yeah.
Years down the line.
For real. I've got some stuff that I got in Hot Topic, and I still have them. Like, I had a wallet that I bought in high school from Hot Topic. I replaced it last year, the year before. It was falling apart already within 6 months. That Hot Topic wallet lasted me over 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of stuff that I got from Hot Topic years and years and years ago, including this hat. And, like, I don't... They have good quality stuff. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and like,
but they just have so much of it, and it just cycles through.
Like, yeah, I don't. But think I'm, I paid
but I'm
more
upset
than...
because, but oh, literally, I forgot to fucking hang this. Oh. This is a skater dress, and it's Sally, right? But, insert magic noise here. Da na na na. It's also reversible.
Oh, that's cute.
With the jack side.
Yeah,
like, I got that at Hot Topic, and it's in perfect shape.
Yeah. Like, my wallet that I bought at Hot Topic was $20, which, like, even when I was in high school, like, $20 wasn't that much money.
Yeah.
But I went, when I got my new wallet, I was like, okay, I need to get a good one so it doesn't fall apart. I dropped $100 on a Dickies wallet, assuming that Dickies would be the same quality that it was when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And no, they are not.
Yep. What's this question in the chat?
So, like, how true is Hot Topic?
I don't understand the question.
We are very old.
We are old. We're as old as this goddamn hat. Okay.
Basically, I literally only know it from a friend of mine buying nail polish there, and from
bro, you've never Voltaire gone to Hot Topic,
like two or three of his songs. Okay,
this
so Hot
person might not
Topic.
live in the US.
Yeah, so
Is it a US only store?
I think it might also be in the UK, but I don't know. But anyway, Hot Topic is, well, there goes that analogy. I was going to say that it's like Spirit Halloween, but all year. But no, it's kind of.
Thought you were gonna say it's like Spencer's, but more nerdy.
I mean, kind of.
But also, they probably don't have Spencer's if they don't have Hot Topic.
I think, yeah, I think also Spencer's is a is an English company. But anyway, it's like your typical Gap, Abercrombie and Fitch, Old Navy, those kind of big box stores that you'd get, but for goths and nerds. So they
I
have,
was literally about to say, but for goths and nerds, so I'm glad we're on the
yeah.
same wavelength.
So like you can still to this day like get really good clothing there. That's where you get all like they have all these studded belts and they do like a lot of alternative wear. Like the one that we go to when we're in town too actually sells corsets.
Yeah.
And like I don't know the quality of them, but in my limited knowledge of clothing and fabric and that kind of thing. They look pretty high quality. I wouldn't say that they're a daily wear, but
Yeah, I mean I've definitely gotten like socks from, and I think also underwear I may have gotten
yeah.
because they have a lot of like they have a, so it's basically like Disney and basically like lots of anime and pretty much anything that's like currently trendy, pretty much you'll find there. So like maybe Topic might team up with Taskmaster at some point. That'd be fucking cool. I'd
But
love
yeah,
that.
and then you can also get like vinyl records there and band merch and
Lots of t-shirts. They also have like a sex toys section, which is interesting.
that's Spencer's. I've never seen sex toys at Hot
Oh,
Topic.
you're right. You're right. That is Spencer's.
Like when I was young, they were very similar stores.
Yeah.
But these days, Spencer's is definitely catering to the drinking and weed are my only personality types.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth going in. Yeah,
Yeah, I
like
guess you're
Hot
right.
Topic does have some really good stuff. Like, the leather wallet that I bought. Like, I bought that in high school. I think I was about 15. I am in my 40s. And I only just got rid of it, so
Yeah.
that's,
Yeah,
yeah.
they have really good stuff. Highly recommend.
Anyway,
Okay,
back on
so
topic.
I don't know you live in Germany. I can't keep up all track of all these people. You know I live in Germany. I don't know shit. Malls scare me. You know what? Valid. It is kind of a meme, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You're
I mean,
seeing messages that I'm not. Why?
well, my stream chat started being weird.
Oh, because I had mine set to
So,
top and not all. I
oh.
hate. Who wants top chat?
Wait, I don't want all. Yeah, I don't want top chat. There's only like two people here.
I see
Fucking
11.
three people. 11?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not seeing numbers.
Well, because I'm on the dashboard.
Right.
Anyway,
Okay, so
hello,
let's
viewers.
get back on track.
So
So
this live
we've
task.
got What's Cooking, Baby Boy.
Oh yes.
Now, let me talk about this live task, Lewis, because guess what the live task was at the New York City Q&A?
This one?
It was this
Oh,
exact fucking
cool.
task.
Tell me
So
more.
I was watching it and I was like, holy shit, that was the one that we did. And we were like, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if it's the same story. And it is the same story. And now what I really want to do is figure out how far they got in New York and how far they got on the show. Because of course you have to stop, Greg has to stop reading at some point
Yeah.
because that's, you know, where the task ends. But oh my gosh. Okay, so basically what
Well,
happened
is it
was,
out of line for me to say that for the first New York premiere, someone in our group did an audio recording of it and then released a transcript? Did anyone do that this year? Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Of course it was you.
I brought my old phone, and I was like, this is literally the only reason
Cool.
I'm
So
keeping you
you
around.
would have that record.
So I do have that record, yeah.
Awesome.
So I'll have to look that up later. But yeah, I was really excited because I was like, holy shit, holy shit. So what had happened in New York City was that there had been three people to do the live. I mean, they were all live tech. But
Yeah.
basically, the person that won the call Greg's cell phone, and then the person that won the fly an airplane into Alex's open mouth, and then the person that won, well, they didn't really win. A bunch of people cheated on this, but there was one where Greg was saying like blue, pink, pink, blue, pink, blue, pink, and you had to like hold up the color. It was a memory game, so you had to like hold
Oh,
up
gross.
after he had said like 70 fucking blues and pinks. And yeah, a lot of and it was annoying because in the task it said like you may not record this or whatever.
Oh.
And so like I took it to mean you're not allowed to record it on like a piece of paper or on your phone, like
Yeah.
whatever. And a bunch of people in the audience like had like written it down, and we were all like, no, that's cheating. And Alex was like, yeah. So anyway, so the three people that won to the stage for the final task, which was the exact task. So it was Greg reading out the little story, and this is something that I talked to Alex about because I asked him in my interview for the podcast, who writes those little stories that you read out on the show, like for the New York premiere? And that's when he was like, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's me. And usually some member of the crew, and then yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
remember
me.
that.
And so that was yeah, so that was really exciting. And same story, and so that was really exciting. And like the I felt bad for Jason because he's doing I think he would have done really well if he hadn't. But it was funny
Oh,
because
you keep cutting out on me.
the pins that they had were little ducks, right?
Yeah.
I think in New York City, it was like, for some reason, they looked like corn on the cobs to me, but they might have been ducks. But anyway,
Oh,
or maybe,
they
no,
might have been
no,
those little handles for corn, if that's
no.
what they
Or
look
maybe,
like.
yeah, maybe they were bananas. I forget. But anyway, one of the guys, because they were allowed to keep the pins, and one of the guys like checked it in the audience and was like, no, don't do that. But it was like too late at that point because, you know, you're not supposed to throw fucking sharp objects in the
Yeah.
audience. But so anyway, but yeah, Jason like just deadpan staring at Greg while he pops the balloons was so fucking funny to me. And then Rosie getting a bit horny
Yeah, just
for
aggressively
no
flirting is what
reason,
I wrote
and she was
down.
just like dancing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't
That's so
understand it either.
funny. Oh my gosh.
Elixir says
Yeah.
they were corndles, so yeah.
Yeah. Good
But can we
times.
also talk about poor Fatia during this task?
Oh, I felt so bad for her. She really
I
should have
know.
told somebody, like at the beginning of the series, that she had a balloon phobia.
I do appreciate as well, though, that by
Yeah, they
this
had those.
episode, they were made aware, and Alex had obviously brought the ear defenders out for her, because when she asked for him, you could hear him say, "Yeah, that's fair." And then she just chose not to participate, which, fine. Like, and so I think it was on Ed's podcast, someone said that there's a third task with balloons. And it's like, oh no. Like, that's gonna have to become one of their standard screening questions. How are you with popping balloons? And like, I would probably, like, I feel like right now, just as I'm sitting here, sure, I can handle a popping balloon. I can't even open the fucking biscuits without screaming. Like, the biscuits terrify me. And, you know, if everyone were popping balloons around me, no, I'd be so fucking wound up as well.
Yeah, I think if I knew it was coming, I'd be okay, but I don't like sudden loud noises.
I mean, to
Anyway.
quote David Baddiel, don't like them go bang.
Oh, is that who said it?
Yeah.
Fuck you, David Baddiel. I'm sorry. Like, I have to. David B. Deal is like one of the very few Taskmaster contestants I actively because he's a transphobe.
He is. I don't like him either.
Maybe don't be transphobic, man. I don't know what to fucking tell you. But anyway,
This task was just a nightmare for everyone, though.
Yes, and so here's the thing that I was thinking. Stevie pops.
So Jason pops later too, by accident.
So, yeah, So Jason's out. Yeah. So the thing that Matt did,
which again, I just don't think he wanted to win this episode.
Losing my mind. Yeah. But the thing that Matt did was interesting because he had popped.
He popped the correct balloon.
He had popped the correct balloon, which meant that, because I was confused, because that would have meant that he automatically won, right?
It should have done. But I think because, they agreed.
Because then
to
he
let
was like, oops, I did this instead, and now CB wins. And I'm like, I love that you're doing that, one.
Yeah.
But two, like, technically, you popped the correct balloon before Stevie did, so by all accounts, like, you popping the other balloons doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah. So, yeah, so
they,
I was kind of confused.
They obviously let him throw it.
Well, yeah. And, yeah. But I was like, I don't know. It just was weird because I was like, wait, doesn't that mean that he wins though? Like, why are we talking about this? But Stevie was so, so upset, genuinely upset.
She
I
had
think.
A nightmare this
and,
entire episode.
No, she had a horrible episode. Like, she literally looked, she was on the brink of tears, like, the entire time. And
but
I was
like, overall on points, she didn't do that bad.
Yeah.
And I
but yeah,
saw
Matt throwing that for her was like the fucking cutest, sweetest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life. So fucking adorable.
And then on Jack's post that I was reading today, the way he phrased it really confused me at first. Because he said that Matt only had 5 points. And what I didn't read the first time was 5 points for the combined filmed tasks, because overall he had 14. And like, if he hadn't been disqualified from the song task, he would have won this one as well.
Yeah.
And I think that was what he was trying to avoid doing again. He might not have understood the maths when he said, yeah, no, I lose, Stevie wins.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he wouldn't be the first person who had deliberately thrown episodes. Because Frankie said on Ed's podcast that he did not want to win. The idea of going up there on stage after the episodes was just galling to him. And when you watch, you can see him throw several live tasks because of it.
Yeah. That was very sweet of Matt. Oh my gosh, I love him so much.
And then Jason fucking never expected to win. Like, you could see on his face. Like, why?
Oh my gosh. And the ending bit where he just, like, is so hyped to run up on stage.
Yeah.
Like, running around, he dumps the glitter all over himself, destroys the fucking set. So funny. And he has to keep that horrible painting that he wanted to get rid of. My gosh.
Alex having
producer and his hair
breakdown.
and you could see all of the glitter in his hair. Gorgeous. I was like, bro, that's a look. You should do that all the time. I'm like, and having a breakdown, being like, just like puts his head in his hands.
I hope he's still covered in glitter next week.
Oh my gosh. I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, like, he found out firsthand why Stevie's task should have won.
Yeah.
That it never goes away. I spilled a container of little gems for a diamond painting once.
Oh, yeah.
Before COVID. I am still finding them stuck to my body.
Man, yeah.
Like, that kind of shit just doesn't ever go away. Like,
yeah.
Like, every now and then I'll be like, what is on me? And then it's a little black gem, and I'll show my husband, and he laughs. That's a face.
Sorry. My partner got home and he's accusing me silently stealing all the chips. There's still some in there. Don't give me that face.
Anyway. Mine came home from work and brought me chips. Chat's arguing about eating light bulbs.
What? Please do not the light bulb. Who? What is happening?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway,
you guys are
so
weird.
that was a great episode.
It was.
I love the lovey-doveyness between Greg and Elle.
They're so cute.
This series. Oh my gosh. Can't wait for next week.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do live streams on these because editing is a lot just easier. A nightmare. So sorry to the people that have to listen back on this and try to figure out what we were doing. I feel bad for the people that only.
Oh, you cut out there completely.
Well, heck. I was saying I feel bad for the people that only listen to the podcast and don't watch it. Because you're missing out on some shenanigans.
You are, yeah.
Cat booty.
So much cat booty. Butt.
Come here. Pupo. Okay.
Although live streaming this does mean that I don't get to do my funny little zooms and
yeah. Come here.
Notes.
Well, you can do it for the socials.
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't think I have anything else in my 3 pages of notes that I took.
Yeah. Go watch Taskmaster Australia. Series 4.
Oh, have Very you good. Seen this week's horn section?
I mean, I've seen all of them.
Oh, you have?
We'll find So,
that.
Yes.
We'll find
Sorry. Sorry. That was a while ago I watched all of them.
Yeah, because someone did make them available when they hit.
Yeah.
Is it all 4 now? What the... I don't know what...
Think so.
I don't know what their fucking streaming service is called. It gets a new name every 6 months.
Yeah. Just like HBO. Or Max or whatever the fuck it's called these days.
They went back to HBO Max because nobody knew what the fuck Max was.
Right. Good times. Yeah, go check us out on Patreon because we're really broke. yeah, we do have very cool stuff. Like, we just put out the like full supercut of Mark Brown's video, I think.
Yeah.
It
wasn't much longer, but there's stuff that isn't in the YouTube upload.
Yeah. And yeah, we really appreciate all of your support for that. Listen and subscribe and also support us on Patreon. Thank you very much.
Please. I can't think of anything else we need to talk on.
I
think that's all of it.
Pretty much covers everything.
So thank you guys for hanging out. Thanks for watching. We're going to do this every week. I don't know if it's going to stay on Fridays. This might have been a one-off because I've got commitments tomorrow. We might go to Saturdays.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to be in Michigan like 2 weeks from now. So I will probably have to do it from my phone somewhere.
Which is good because I'm handling the live streams.
For like 2 weeks. So you'll get beautiful Michigan background. If we're really lucky, we'll get a...
We'll get a what?
A thunderstorm.
Ooh.
I fucking miss those things, man.
I hate them.
Thunderstorms and fireflies.
I discovered last night my least favorite sound in the world.
Yeah?
I was sat out front about 2 in the morning, and I heard an ice cream van.
No, thank you.
No.
That was the one and only thing we heard right after COVID happened, and we all had to like shut down and live like just stay inside. And like we heard this ice cream truck come down the road, and of course no one is out.
Oh wow, I've completely
He's out every day.
You.
Heck. I'm telling a story. Anyway, ice cream trucks are what the apocalypse sounds like.
They are. They really are. Oh, I know why it's acting up, because it's 80 degrees in my room. My computer doesn't like it.
It's 100 degrees here. It's ridiculous.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm up in Portland, and it's not much cooler up here. So I think we're gonna go ahead and end it before we lose TK entirely. So
Cool.
thanks for hanging out, and we will see you next time.
Bye.